Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Patriots season is over, and I think a lot of the offseason is going to be like how to fix this thing. What the needs are, right? Especially maybe even, you know, offensively, defensively. I think offensively, I think it's pretty clear. Right. The question is like, will he be able to go out there and find another weapon for Mac Jones? Correct.
Like, okay. I'm not saying it's a primary need, the number one need, but yes, that is a need.
So you think defense is still number one?
I think your number one primary need is we can get into the different positions, but yeah, you need a defensive guy. You need a defensive guy.
Well, I'm just saying, when it comes to Mac, and I've said this too, like, listen, we don't know what Mac Jones is going to be. You know, I think most Patriot fans hope he's going to be something. And that's just basically it. I think it's hope, and we'll see what he develops. Maybe we'll know more in a couple
of years.
Hope
that he elevates to an elite status.
Right, but how does he do that with the current crop? Like, how does he elevate? Like, if you bring back the exact same, you know, tight ends, wide receivers, and they're all under contract, because I think Jacoby Myers, who's restricted, will come back. Like, what does it look like? Like, I heard Gresh talking about, like, you know, where he is right now. Was it 23-13? You know, his touchdowns, interceptions, whatever it was their year. He's like, I can see that 13 number kind of staying there. 17-game season, 13, 12, 15, having those types of, that type of career. But how does he get from 23 to 35 touchdowns? He said that's the leap he wants them to take. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, number one, the Patriots, I feel like they're going to run the football. I'm not so sure it's, like, touchdowns. I'm not so sure it's 35 touchdowns, especially with this group. I would look more to yards. Does he go from 225 a game to 275 a game? You know, does he throw the ball more? You know, does he go from, you know, 22 to 23, 25 attempts? Is it 35? Is he 270? Is he average 275, 280? Because I still think Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson are going to gobble up a lot of touchdowns. So he doesn't throw for 35. But how the hell does he turn into that guy? 35 touchdowns, 275 yards a game with this current group if they don't go out and find him something else?
Well, I would say that with the current group, if they run it back and everybody stays the same, I would just naturally assume that everybody gets better. So all the ships are rising. Everybody's getting better.
See, that is an awful assumption. Teams have made that mistake for years.
I would think that, but
go ask Dombrowski.
It doesn't necessarily going to happen. Because there are some duds in that group. There are some duds, and some younger guys are going to end up taking some playing time away from the older guys who got paid a lot of money during free agency. But no, I 100% believe you need to get him like an alpha dog. Like, whether that's an outside receiver or whether it's an inside receiver, but the Patriots are an inside-out offense. Like, the outside receivers are needed, but they're not the primary necessity. Like, they rather stick with the return routes, the hook routes, the option routes, finding the voids, quick little 4 or 5 yards, got to have a guy.
Would you consider, like, Jacoby Myers a slot receiver?
I would consider, if I was going to put one tag on him, as far as the way I view him, I would say possession receiver.
But not a slot. He's not the quick, shifty, get open in a square box.
But I feel like that takes a lot of different forms. Like, no, I wonder what his three-cone drill is. We should find that out. His three-cone drill, I'm sure, pales in comparison
to Welker and Edelman. Because we hear before, like, they need an Edelman, a Welker, that type, like a guy that they can count on, move the chains, Gronk, and you know. And then it's like, well, no, they need to upgrade Aguilar, you know, because they've already got those guys that can catch the ball, move the chains. A guy like Myers, a guy like Hunter Henry, Kendrick Bourne, they got those guys. They need a weapon on the outside. They need a Jamar Chase. They need a difference maker out there, right? And you sort of sit there and say, okay, well, this offense, having a deep threat, like, that's going to make this offense go. Like, Tom Brady, had an unbelievable offense and never really had that deep threat other than Moss. So that's not what this makes this offense grow. What makes it grow is a faster, quicker guy gets open, better version of Jacoby Myers. And Jacoby Myers is a good wide receiver for them. But you know what I mean? Like Welker type, Edelman type in that slot. Maybe just getting another guy like that rather than that number one wide receiver guy.
So I just wanted to look this up real quick. So was it Jacoby Myers, three-cone drill, 3.07.
Oh, 7.07.
7.07, right?
I was going to say, yes. 3.07, that's pretty quick.
7.07. So,
what is that, Ray?
Julian Edelman was a...
6.5.
It was a 6.62. 6.62, which is one of the best in the draft. Comparisons, Deion Branch is a comparison.
That's crazy in the
Anthony
draft.
Anthony Gonzalez, who was a wide receiver out of Ohio State. So even when I look at these comparisons, these are some older players, you know, who a lot of people listening probably won't even remember, but Anthony Gonzalez was a real shifty, you know, midline
Colts.
Guy. Huh?
Colts.
Well, yeah, but I remember from college, but yeah, and the Colts. And Deion Branch, who all of us kind of remember. So it is interesting. But no, so Jacoby Myers is not is not necessarily the guy. And I feel like we talked to somebody else who said he isn't the guy. Maybe it was Lombardi when we were mentioning him. But he's reliable. But I feel like he'd be a good complement to another guy like that. You throw it to him, he usually catches it 99% of the time. But
so Tommy Curran, he was on with Gresham Keefe. And he was asked, was it Gresham Keefe? I don't even know.
This was the Patriots Talk podcast.
Oh, my bad, because I know he's on with them too. Okay, Patriots, whatever, podcast. And had this to say about whether it is that number one wide receiver or that binky that he might need.
When we say go get a number one receiver, it's so friggin' tired to me because it evokes a player who's 6'2", 220, looks like A.J. Brown or N'Keal Harry or A.J. Green, and I don't want that. I want Deebo Samuel. I want Cooper Kupp. I want Julian Edelman. I want Hunter Renfro. Mm-hmm. I want Braxton Berrios. You don't need a number one. You need that particular human. Fast, small area type player who can be relied on third and four.
I wouldn't put Cooper Kupp, but he's obviously a number one. Maybe he's a 1A when Robert Woods comes back. But that dude's a number one all day long. But I get
He is, but
he wants a hybrid. He wants a versatile hybrid.
Number one out
hybrid.
Of the slot, kind of moves around the inside of the
field.
Well,
my point is that he wants I get what he's doing with the whole, you know, pigeonholing some of these body types as number ones, outside threats. Guys that can, you know, win on the outside, knowing that that the sideline is there also as a 12th defender. Like, I get that part. So Deebo Samuel's like, he's playing tailback. Like, he's playing tailback for the San Francisco 49ers. Big, strong, physical, can do multiple things, very versatile. Like all the other guys that he mentioned. Like Amendola. I mean, listen, the body type's the same. The skill set is the same. The most important thing, obviously, when you have all those things is just, okay, do they know where they're going? And that's a shared relationship between a quarterback and a wide receiver, which is really the most important thing. Jacoby Myers has that with Mac. There's a lot of trust there.
So let me ask you this, because I just saw this real quick. Mel Kiper. How about this? He came out with his first draft.
Like, was already?
1.0, I don't know how many he's going to do
January.
Here.
He's
going to do how many of these, 20?
It's January. He came out with his first draft, and the Patriots who picked 21. He had Jameson Williams, wide receiver out of Alabama.
Mac Jones is better than Brady.
Oh, Alabama. God. Obviously, tore his ACL, but he says had a fantastic season. He'd likely be in the top 10 range if he didn't tear his ACL national championship, which means he might not be ready for training camp still. I don't think he's going to fall too far because he's a true number one wideout when he's healthy. This is good value for New England. So the value part is this guy is probably going to be a top 10 wide receiver. He's tore his ACL. Maybe he's there for year 21.
Not a freaking chance.
Why you got to ruin my parade?
No freaking way.
Why you got to bring me down?
You don't think, it's hump day. You don't think N'Keal, and he mentions this in his piece, N'Keal Harry hasn't really developed like they
have. You cannot not dive in because you screwed up N'Keal Harry three years ago.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
You're not any good at it. They are not going to draft a wide receiver in the first round in our lifetime. We'll all be dead.
But it's more of a collaborative effort now. Like, Bill's actually opening up his
no
world
way.
To the scouts and everybody,
that.
Ziegler
you
and everyone.
You don't believe that at all.
I think if this kid drops to 21 because of his ACL, I think you dive in all day, every day.
They've done the whole former, like, number one pick guy that was hurt coming off a knee injury. That guy didn't work. The kid from Florida, remember that defensive end from Florida, tackle. I can't remember what his name was. He was here for like a hot minute. They ended up trading him to the Rams.
Tackle.
They're not. They're dude. They are not drafting a wide receiver. No freaking way. I'm raising
hell. At one, in the first round.
You want to grab one at two? Go ahead. You have just as good a chance of being successful with a second round pick as wide receiver as you do one.
About Dominic Easley?
Dominic Easley. Yeah. That guy. How did that work out? Oh, great. And they're so stupid. Hey, great value. Yeah, nobody wants him because they know he can't play.
There's no way that you know, draft room is sitting there saying, what about this wide receiver? What about this wide receiver? Yeah, we like it. No, guys, we can't draft a wide receiver in the first round because of N'Keal Harry.
Well, he's not the only one because there's others too.
It was the kid out of Florida years ago, like 08, whatever. Well, who was that wide receiver that they traded up for? That sucked too. I forget what it was, but he was
Dobson?
Like, no. That's another guy. I'll think about it during the break.
Christian nailed the Tom Brady thing. We should have a little faith in him this time.
Chad Jackson.
Okay, again, not going to happen. And here's the thing: they have so many other majorly impressing needs, than they then for them to go grab another wide receiver that probably or may or may not even be healthy. And two, you have no idea if they're even capable of doing this.
By the way, the Clemson quarterback is going to be the number one pick overall in 2023. DJ Uiagangulale.
Jeez. We got to talk to Kuiper again before the draft.
We'll bring him back. Friend of the show.
Fun. I feel like now that we talked to Costos, we can handle Kuiper. It's no big deal. Like, we just drink a lot of coffee, get on some Adderall, and just rip through it. It's a piece of cake.
Snickers bar maybe and a little ginger ale, and that's basically it.
All right, so we heard about Jameson Williams in the draft. Christian Fourier says there's no way they dive back into the draft. But there are some guys, some free agents, that are out there that potentially the Patriots could go after. There's one guy rumored in a trade. We'll hit on that. But coming up next, we think. We'll see. David Ortiz, who currently, I think, right about now, you got about 48%, 50% of the ballots. He's like 83% vote. David Ortiz could very well be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll talk to David. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.